I took these three roles down and shot each of them, as I said, went and explained how they should be developed. In the meantime, I went to the house there on Eaton Street where the Ottos lived. And when I walked up into the attic, okay, imagine it's about 6 o'clock in the afternoon. I open the attic. It's pitch black. I can't see anything. It's so hot, it's like opening an oven. Just a wave of heat hits me. I turned on my little camera because this was the first time I've ever done an investigation and actually put live video blogs up showing what I'm doing. In fact, that's also there at joshuapwarren.com. You can watch what I'm about to explain happened to me. And when you walk up there and it's pitch black and you know that this is a surreal environment, this is the notorious place, the infamous place that sort of charged Robert with energy, I turned a bend and my flashlight fell upon Robert the doll.
Uh-huh.
And I'm telling you, I got that jolt of adrenaline that shot up my spine, and it was like an instant flash of just being completely panicked and startled because I was like, what the heck am I looking at here? I was just not expecting to be up there by myself. Thank goodness I had the camera rolling. And I walked over to this thing, and I'm really proud of myself because I almost cursed two times, but I was able to stop myself because I knew I was on camera. I walked over to this doll, and apparently I was like, okay, there is some kind of doll, you know, there's a dummy here, there's a doll of the doll, what the heck's going on? I went back downstairs, and I talked to the woman who was working there, and I said, you almost gave me a heart attack. I was like, why didn't you tell me there was a doll up there? She said, what doll? I said, there's a Robert the doll up there. And so she says, oh, she said, well, you must be talking about this doll that we made for one Halloween, but he's packed away. She said, you know, he's not sitting out. I said, oh, yes, he is. And so, you know, I showed her the footage. So then I go through this experience, and the next I went to get my film developed, right, or to pick up the film that was developed. I walked into the photo development area there, and the woman said to me, oh, Mr. Warren, we've had a problem with your film. I said, okay, which role? She said, all three roles. I said, what? She said, well, yes, this roll right here is completely blank, and she stretched it out in front of me. The whole roll was absolutely transparent, not a single exposure on it, even though I'm telling you I have used this camera for years. It's manual enough that you shoot it, and then you wind it back up. You can feel the tension. The second roll had two clear 3D pictures that came out in the middle, but the rest of the roll on either side was absolutely transparent and unexposed. She said she talked to the supervisor, and they were trying to figure out how I took two distinct pictures in the middle of the roll, but it was unexposed the rest of the way on either side. And then she took out the third roll, and it had three distinct pictures in the middle, and the rest was clear on either side. So I said, you're telling me I took 72 pictures, and five of them came out? And she said, yes, and charged me $1.25 to develop three rolls of film. If that had happened with one roll of film, I would say this is weird. Two rolls of film, I would say maybe there is a phenomenon. But three rolls of film, there is an energy around this doll that is affecting the objective environment